Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Come with me into 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the word, received up into glory. The title of our message is The Mystery of God. It says, without controversy, great is this mystery of God, which God, the true God, that he was manifested in the flesh. That this mystery of God is a great mystery, which God, the God of the Holy Bible, says a great mystery, that he was manifested in the flesh. That's what John wrote in John chapter 1 verse 1, that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Which Word? The Holy Scriptures. That in the beginning was the Holy Scriptures. That the Holy Scripture was with God. And then the very Scripture is God himself. Now he says in verse 14 of John 1, that these Scriptures, this Word of God was made flesh. And then we beheld him, the apostle says, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now he said this mystery of godliness, when he said great is the mystery of godliness, he's saying to us, great is the mystery of the God of the Holy Bible. Great is the mystery of the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible. That without debate, without controversy, great is this mystery. That this God, this Word of God was made flesh. That's why the apostle wrote in 1 John chapter 1, and then reading from verse 1 of it, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. He says that this one that was in the beginning, who? The Word, the living Word of God, was made flesh, was manifested unto us. We handled him. This Word of life. That he is real. He is living, is what he's saying. Therefore, we are in fellowship with this living one. That it is this living one that God is speaking of to us. And that if anyone does not believe that this Word of God is the Son of God, he has made God a liar. That God has given us eternal life. That eternal life is his Word, the Word of life. That this Word of life, that eternal life which was with the Father, was manifested unto us. We handled him. We touched him, the apostle is saying. And that's why he says, if anyone does not confess him, that the word of God was made flesh, he said that person is an antichrist. It's not the spirit of the scriptures. The scriptures is the Son of God. Great is his mystery. And this mystery was manifested unto us so that we may know him, that we may understand that this mystery was hidden behind the curtain in the old time. But he came and tore the curtain and opened the mystery to us so that we may know him, the only true God, and Jesus that was made flesh, whom he sent. That it is the very word of God that was manifested in the flesh. And then the apostle says, we have seen him. We handled him, and then we are testifying of him to you. We are preaching him. And then Apostle Paul wrote this in Romans chapter 16, reading from verse 25 to 27. Now unto him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. The apostle says, now to him that is of power. You know, Christ is the power of God. That's why the testimony of Christ is the testimony of life. Now he says, according to my gospel. What gospel? According to the gospel of the everlasting God, that he was preached on the earth, then believed and received up into glory. That the word of God was made flesh and preached unto us. Who? Jesus Christ. According to the revelation of the everlasting God, that this mystery was revealed by God himself, that God was in the man Christ Jesus, reconciling the word to himself. To who? To the word of God. The word of reconciliation. Now he says that this is made known to all nations. This preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Bible gospel, is made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Are you hearing? That in New Testament obedience is to believe in God, to believe his testimony of his Son. The obedience of faith. That is why he says, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, a body thou hast prepared me. Now he says that how do we obey God? He said we repent, repentance towards God, and faith in Jesus Christ alone. Who is Christ? The Word that was made flesh. Where do we have him today? In the Holy Bible. He's saying to us, great is this mystery, that it was hidden in the beginning until now, the apostle says. And that it's now being revealed by the Spirit of the Scriptures sent from above, as he promised, that he will put his Spirit upon his sons and daughters, and they shall prophesy him. They shall become witnesses unto Christ, the Word himself. And then what is to be supposed to happen? Then people will believe. They will, when they believe, that is the obedience. When they take to the testimony of Jesus, that's how we obey God today. You know, there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God having mercy on us, through his grace, he made an access for us to be saved. Now he says, through the preaching of Christ, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, anyone that believes on him shall be saved. That's the truth of the New Testament. And that this word of God is a great mystery. When he called Moses to the mountain to give him the Christ. The people did not understand. Moses told them, see what happened as he recorded in Exodus chapter 31, reading verse 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God. He said, when he finished communing with Moses, who, the spirit of the scriptures, was talking with him 40 days and 40 nights in the mountain. Now, when he finished speaking with him, he gave him his word, the very word he spoke to all the Israelites in stone tablets. It was manifested in his stone tablets, written with the finger of God. That God wrote the scripture by himself is a great mystery. And that it is not Moses that wrote the scriptures. That all scriptures in the Holy Bible came by the Holy Spirit. By the inspiration of God. That's why Apostle Peter says, he wrote in 2 Peter chapter 1, that know this first, that no prophecy of the scripture came privately. It's not subject to private interpretation. That all scriptures came by the Holy Spirit himself. And so Moses did not write the scriptures. Apostle Peter did not write the scriptures. Then Paul did not write the scriptures in this Holy Bible. Whose word is this? He said, the word of the eternal spirit. Therefore, he said, great is the mystery of the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible, that without controversy, great is this mystery, that this scripture was made flesh for the obedience of faith, that we may believe that the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, that is able to save everyone that come to God by him to the utmost. That there is nothing the word of God cannot do. That as the Father has life in himself, so the scriptures, his word he gave to Moses, has life in himself. That he is that Christ that followed them in the wilderness 40 years. It says that they grieved him. They were not open to the testimony of his word. That Moses was preaching to them concerning the scriptures. That he did not add nor remove out of what he spoke to you people. You heard his voice. And when he finished communing with Moses, he wrote every word in the stone tablets and gave it to me. Now he says that he did so, so that we might believe on him. He would enter them, that they would know him. That the Lord our God is one Lord. That one Lord gave us the Holy Scripture, so that through the Scriptures we may come unto him. That these Scriptures, by this word, God did everything in the beginning. See what Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 3. Now, reading from verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. He said, for this purpose, for this truth, for this reason, I, Paul, have now become a prisoner of Jesus Christ for the Gentiles, that he is bound to preach Christ to the Gentiles. Verse 2, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is giving me to your word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by his Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He says that this dispensation is given to him to preach the holy word of God. Jesus says that all prophecy was until John. That from the days of John the Baptist, the holy scripture, the holy word of God, he gave to Moses is being preached. And everyone pressed to it, the violence taketh it by force. What force? The force of faith. When we believe, then we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which God promised. That great is the mystery of the scriptures, that he's going to give the spirit of the scriptures to humans. We are in our heart that when we believe, after we believe in the scriptures, we receive the spirit of the scriptures. Jesus says, out of your belly will be flowing out rivers of living water. That these scriptures in the Holy Bible is a great mystery. St. Paul says that I am able minister of it, that I am set to preach Christ to the Gentiles, so that you may understand the mystery, my knowledge in the mystery of the Bible. That by revelation, I was not taught by humans. By revelation, the Spirit of God revealed his Son to me, who the Holy Spirit revealed his word. The word he himself wrote in the stone tablets and gave to Moses. He said it was hidden. That's why he says the law was given to the Israelites by Moses. But grace and truth of the word of God came by Jesus Christ. That without controversy, great is the mystery of the Holy Bible. He's not talking of when he said great is the mystery of godliness, some other godliness. For nothing else is godly than this word alone. The only begotten of the Father, that the Holy Spirit gave birth to every scriptures in the Bible. He said, great is his mystery, the mystery of Christ. And now he's saying to us that by him, he created all things. In the beginning, that God created everything by Jesus Christ. That's why it's in Colossians chapter 1, reading verses 15 and 16. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. By who? By the word of God. For who? For the word of God. That's why he said, thou hast created all things, they sang in the Revelation. That they all bow, all the elders bow, the beast bow, and says, thou art worthy to receive honor and glory, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they were and are created. For whose pleasure? The pleasure of Christ. Who created Christ? That he is the firstborn of every creation. That God spoke. And then creation came into existence. So the Christ is his word. The word he spoke. Who spoke? The eternal spirit. For God is a spirit. No man has seen him at any time. The only begotten word. Who is in the bosom of the Father declares him. He said he is the express image of the invisible God, the invisible spirit, that the scripture is the express manifestation of the invisible spirit. Therefore, he said, great is this mystery of the scriptures, that this word we are reading in the Bible was in the beginning with God. Who with God? The invisible God. And their spirit that moved in the creation, and he said God spoke is the spirit of the scriptures. What he spoke is the scriptures, which he gave to us in the Bible, so that there will be obedience unto him. We will obey from our heart. If we continue in Colossians chapter 1, now reading verse 25, from verse 25 to 29, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. You hear, he says that he is made a minister, a preacher of the word of God. St. Paul is saying, verse 26, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Which Christ, the Christ that is among us. He said, which is Christ among you. John the Baptist preaching him, he says that I am baptizing you into water, but there's one among you. That's what it means when he say Christ in you. He's telling us of this Christ that is among us. You know, he was among them in the wilderness, 40 years in the wilderness. What's the problem? They did not allow him in. He said he was knocking at the door of their heart. Now he's saying that this Christ that is among us, which Christ, this holy word of God, this holy Bible is whom I'm preaching. St. Paul is saying that I'm a minister of the holy Bible. That this mystery of Christ was hid in all generations until he came, until the word of God was made flesh. Then he opened the door. He brought us to himself so that we can preach him. In verse 28 of Colossians 1, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that they may present, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. He says that we warn you. Do you know they were warning the wilderness? That take heed. Moses warned them. Don't stumble at the rock, at this stone. They did and they fell, except Joshua and Caleb. He said, which he warned us that he is talking of his son. God is warning the whole humans concerning the holy scriptures. That heaven and earth shall pass away. No one jot, no one tittle of the Bible can fail. He is settled, must come to pass. And now he says that God, not willing that anyone should perish, but to bring us to repentance, is preaching his word to us, that we should repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of who? The kingdom of the word of God is at hand. He said, therefore, we warn everyone to turn their hearts to God, to our Father. To return home like the prodigal son. That we should return to this everlasting Father. To our true home. That he made us. He created us. That by him we were created. We are the sheep of his pasture. That this word of God is the express image of God that created us. And then God not wanting us to perish, he gave us his Christ. Which Christ? His word in the Bible. Then the apostle says that as they were warned in the wilderness, so are we warned today. That the same gospel we are hearing concerning the Bible, which St. Paul says I'm made a minister of, was the same word that Moses preached in the wilderness. But that word that was preached to them did not profit them because they did not believe. They did not believe that he is the Christ. They did not believe he is that one they should obey. They despised his word, his holy one. They rejected him. That God be merciful unto us. Now said the way to be saved is for us to believe in his son. That for God so loved the world, he gave us his only begotten son. Now he said this begotten son of God, which is Jesus Christ, by him. God created everything. Now, what is it demanding from us? That anyone that believeth on him, that believes on him, will not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Through who? Through Christ. That he is the hope of everlasting life. He is the hope of glory. Jesus himself that is among us. Then God said, let him enter you. Let not religion deceive us. And when they say Christ is in you, he is not in you except we know Christ. That Christ is these holy scriptures in the Holy Bible. He said, great is the mystery of godliness. Now it is when this Christ enters us, that is Christ in you. He said he's among us. Now he is warning us that we should open the door of our heart for him to enter. How can he enter? He said, through faith. That when we believe that this word of God was made flesh, he died and he rose again on the third day, and then we confess so, he said, we shall be saved. That it is this God that was made flesh, that the word of God was made a human, for the obedience of faith to preach the word to us, so that we will not believe in idols, imaginations. He came to end the business of idol worshiping, so that he will give us the knowledge of the true God. For God is the Spirit, Jesus says. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What is the truth? The word of God in the Bible is the truth. What is that spirit? He says every word he speaks, they are spirit, they are living. That in this last day, he will give us his spirit. That he will take away the stony hearts from us and give us his spirit. And then we will obey him through the spirit of faith in the scriptures. That when we believe, we are of him. And then we have his testimony. We have this truth in us that he is the one that is and was and is to come. He is that living one that God is speaking to us, that we take heed that we don't stumble at this living stone. The mystery of the Holy Bible, that he is the living stone, that when we come to this word of God, we must remember that he is that living one. That this mystery is revealed to us by the Spirit of God. That it is the Holy Spirit that reveals his Son to us. That no one knows whom the Son of God is except the Holy Spirit. God himself. Now, this God, whom we have never seen, gave birth to the scriptures. He spoke to humans, spoke to prophets and his apostles. And he gave us the Bible. He said, no one knows this Father except his Son. What did he say we should do? He said we should take to his Son. You do where you take heed to the scriptures. That he that has ear to hear, let him hear what the scripture is saying. That once we take to the scripture, then the scripture will bring us to that Father. Because every word in the Bible is of God. And so once we take to the word of God, then we have taken to God. We have believed God. And then so the word of God now brings us to God, because God has revealed his heart, his mind to us. Like someone speaks his mind to you, then you know what he's expecting. You know him, know his mind. And so also God has spoken his mind to us, and he put it in the Bible. He said this is his mind. His mind is that we have to believe his word. And then he gave the same spirit of the scripture to humans, to his apostles, to preach the scriptures for the obedience of faith. That no one jot in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation came through humans. They are the very words of God. What we need to do is to believe. Jesus said this, John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. That settles it. That connects everything to the mystery. It says that he is telling us the truth, that anyone that hears his word, where is his word? That's what we are reading in the Bible. And believe on him that sent this word. Who sent this word? The Father, the Spirit himself, the Holy Spirit. Is there anyone that believes that these words in the Bible is the very word of the Holy Spirit, the very word of God? He say he hath everlasting life. He shall not come into condemnation. There's no more condemnation in such one. That's why he said there's no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the scriptures, the non-believe. He said that person has passed from the dead flesh to the living word of God. And he now knows the mystery. That it is this word that formed us from the dust in the beginning of creation. Now he says that we must receive him as that living one, that undiable God. That is our God forever. That Jesus is our God forever. That is why he says, the psalmist said, the Lord said to my Lord, he is our Lord and Savior. Who? The Holy Word. He kept them all in the wilderness, fed them with manna, clothed them, their shoe did not wax old. He says, then he made them hungry, took it away, said that they might know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God do we live. The hearing is the righteousness of God revealed. The just shall live by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the word of God. We live by faith in him. We believe that he is everything for us. He said, if anybody asks you, what is the hope in you? Tell that person it is Christ. That Abraham did not hope in himself. Nothing to hope. Abraham did not hope in Sarah. She's old. Abraham hoped in God. Which God? The word of God. That by the word of God, the barren can conceive. By the word of God, the dead can be raised. By the word of God, all things are possible. Now, God is a mystery. That's what is being preached to us by the gospel. That the word of God in the Bible is that.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.